The Trump administration is moving forward with a plan to strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional. If that happens, what will become of the health care for millions of Americans who are covered under the plan? Also, what will happen to provisions for pre-existing conditions and the ability to keep adult children on a parent's plan until the age of 26? We're going to try to find out. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with Julie Rovner-Kaisner, Health News Chief Washington Correspondent. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. If this thing is gutted, let's talk about numbers that we think of people who will no longer be covered.
Well, there are about 11 million people who buy their plans on the Affordable Care Act exchanges. There are a couple of million young adults under age 26 who have been able to stay on their parents' plan. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 14 million people who've gotten expanded Medicaid through the law. But if the law were actually to go away, it would affect many, many, many more people than just those sort of headline folks, because the Affordable Care Act is now embedded into the entire health care system. So basically everybody I talk to uses the word chaos if it actually was made to go away by a court.
Talk, if you would, about what's on the table in terms of what could be takeaways, anything from pre-existing conditions to the age of a user and so forth.
That's right. So, you know, the sort of the headline things were the creation of this place that people who buy their own insurance can go, and if they earn little enough money, they can get help paying for their premiums and maybe for their coinsurance and their deductibles, the expansion of Medicaid that now a majority of states have done, and more states are actually coming along. So people who either didn't have kids or didn't fit into some other category but still had low incomes were suddenly able to get Medicaid health coverage. There were a lot of changes for people who did have employer-provided insurance. As you mentioned, one of them was letting young adult children stay on their parents' plans, eliminating lifetime and annual limits on health insurance, which had been pretty common. There were already protections for people with pre-existing conditions in employer coverage, but those were extended to people with individual coverage, and often people with pre-existing conditions may be too sick to work, so they had to buy their own coverage if they weren't otherwise eligible for a government program. There were lots of changes to the Medicare program, an expansion of prescription drug coverage, an expansion of preventive care. There were provisions to allow drug makers to make generic copies of very expensive biologic drugs. All of those things would go away.
I want to ask you to expand a little bit more on the notion that this thing is already baked in, right? It's already part of the planning. If you try to take it out, it does affect a lot of people who were not part of the ACA, right? Is that because that insurance is shared risk and then everybody is going to shoulder the risk differently?
It's less because of the insurance and more because of the health system itself, the providers, the hospitals and the doctors and the nursing homes and the physical therapists and everybody who's involved in the health care system and all the changes. You know, Medicare is a huge piece of the nation's health care system. The Affordable Care Act made a lot of payment changes to Medicare. It would interfere with a lot of the Trump administration's own initiatives, some of their opioid proposals, their big proposal to end domestic HIV spread. All of those things would be done through things that were created by the Affordable Care Act. So it would really make quite a mess.
Well, thank you so much for your time and your expertise. Appreciate both. Again, that's Julie Rovner, Kaiser Health News Chief Washington Correspondent.